Sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
And I say welcome to the show.
101.5 FM, 720 AM, KDON, the talk of Las Vegas. Hour number two, Monday edition of the show, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. I want to continue the conversation from our first hour because I've got full lines here. I know people have been on hold for quite some time. So let's go ahead and get right back to business and jump over to Tyler. You're next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, how are you doing tonight, man?
Very good, thank you.
Right on. So I got a couple of things to touch on. I know you were talking about some history, some Oprah talking about some racism. I know with the history, there's an old adage that I'm reminded of. Those who forget their history are doomed to repeat it.
Very true. Very true.
So I'm looking at the whole slavery thing with this racism. I know there's been a lot of talk about systemic racism, racism within the system. So the way I see it, if we favor one group over another, is that not racism?
It is. And, you know, and I'll tell you this, Tyler, based on that, let's ask Barack Obama if there's systemic racism in the system. Because last time I checked, he was the president of the United States, the most powerful man in the world, reelected, in fact. So, you know, I have a hard time believing that. And let's, you know, ask any prominent black man, black woman, anybody of color, I guess I should say, that is in a prominent role in industry, entertainment, politics, business, academics. I believe many cannot say that their systemic racism that has held them back for those successes.
Right, exactly. And that's the point that I would like to make from a white perspective, because I absolutely do believe that racism systemically within the system. Do you think affirmative action? And have you ever talked to any white person who's applied for public service, namely the fire department? Because I tried doing that in the early 2000s, and there was this thing called affirmative action, and the Las Vegas Fire Department had a thing called a racial diversity quota. Mm-hmm. So when I walk in to take the exam, which is the first step in getting onto the fire department, I walk into that room approximately 20 points at a disadvantage because I'm a white, male, non-veteran, non-female.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, Tyler, and I appreciate the call. I know affirmative action worked in its early onset. I think I'll be honest with you. I think it was necessary. And most conservatives agree. Larry Elder, a personal friend of mine who hosts the Larry Elder Show, Salem, syndicated around the country, I think 300 stations. So, you know, Larry is an author. He's an accomplished person, attorney, very successful in talk radio. Larry and I have had these conversations privately regarding, you know, affirmative action, et cetera. And he's concurred, and many others have concurred in the beginning, necessary, but not necessary today or as far as it went. In fact, I think it held back a lot of talented people. And I've seen debates. In fact, if you go to my Facebook page, the Steve Sanchez Show on Facebook, you can see a pretty good debate of two very talented people, a very educated black woman who's an educator, and then a black man who is also in, you know, an author, accomplished, etc. And they're having this discussion regarding affirmative action and race and school and academics, and he just destroyed her. I mean, he destroyed her in her theories. And it's, I would absolutely encourage you to go find that tonight and go watch that. Tyler, and anybody listening on the show, I think you'll get a lot of good out of that. Again, it's on my Facebook page, The Steve Sanchez Show, and you'll see that there it says the debate, and they're both sitting at a in seats, and it's kind of like in an auditorium, but it's phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. All right, let's get right back to business. Let's jump over to Mike on number four. You're next. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, you said the first hour, what'd you say, white people, what was the question you asked?
You mean regarding what Oprah asked, that, you know, whiteness gives you an advantage, and have you ever been affected by racism? I'm talking about white, black, brown, anybody. Is anybody?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's definitely true. White is definitely an advantage.
Are you white?
Yes, I am.
How have you been, become a benefactor of being white?
Okay, so who gets pulled over and racially?
No, that's not what I asked you. That's not what I asked you.
No, answer my question.
You're going to answer my question. You're going to answer my question. You're going to answer my questions. Are you going to answer my questions, or are you going to try to talk over me?
You are a moron.
Okay, goodbye, stupid. You're stupid. You're just a stupid guy. Hang up on this fool. Okay. I hate to call people stupid unless they really deserve to be called stupid, and he's stupid. Okay. I asked him a simple question. Just real simple. How have you been disadvantaged being white? That's all I asked him. And you know what he goes? Black people that are pulled over by cops. And I, you know, another useful idiot. I gave him an opportunity. It's not hard to have discussions. It's just not. I'd be more than happy and willing to listen and let you speak, but don't go on a soapbox. There's not enough time, and we got 7 lines full. I just don't have the time for that. I want you to have your point of view. I really do, Mike. I want you to have your point of view, and I'd love for you to call back if you can promise our call screener, our board op, Sean, that you will answer my questions and we can have a discussion. But if not, I am going to say that you're a useful idiot, because that's what you sounded like. Just trying to find out how you've been how you've advantaged as a white man. Simple question. You don't have to get on the soapbox about cops pulling over black people. I mean, it's ridiculous. I think we know that. I think we're all smart enough to know what's right and what's wrong and what's happening in America. It's not hard stuff, man. It's just not hard stuff. All right, let's jump over to Juanita. Juanita, you're next. Welcome to the program.
How are you? I got my cell phone on speakerphone, but it's just me here, but I can only hear it this way. I was writing down a lot of topics, but I've been on hold here, but I just want to, one thing I just want to bring up to you, if that's okay.
Yes.
Okay. What I'm bringing up is the slavery. Now, we have I call them the uneducated thugs and cockroaches that are tearing down our statues. They're burning the flags. They're taking everything down, the Southern generals, which were wonderful generals. But my point is this. If they've taken all this down because it reminds them of slavery, then how are they going to expect us to pay them money in reparation if slavery didn't exist? I mean, they've torn it all down. It's not here. I can't see it. How will history go down if there's nothing to prove slavery?
Well, yeah, and that's a great, and I appreciate the call, Juanita. This is a great question, great comments. What I can answer is this. Look, number one, I'm not black, and I'm not going to pretend to walk in a black man's shoes because I'm not black. I'm a Hispanic. I have my own issues, challenges, concerns, but I choose to walk forward and not drive my car looking through the rearview mirror. Now, you make a good point, Juanita, regarding if you tear down history, how are we going to teach future generations about where we were and where we're at today? That's great. And in all fairness, a lot of the riots and things that are going on in Portland and things that we've seen in terms of statues being taken down, in all fairness, it's just not Black Lives Matter. It's those lunatic anarchist Antifa that are doing this as well. White kids that have tremendous amount of privilege because they live in their mommy and daddy's basements, or they get, you know, everything paid for them. They get their car paid. They get their apartment paid. They get everything for them, and they don't have to work. And they're out there at Starbucks buying $10, you know, triple shot caramel macchiatos. and they're out there, you know, with designer clothes and out there screaming and tearing down statues and throwing bricks through windows. And they're out there doing that same crap, too. So it's not just the Black Lives Matter. In fact, if you really look at some of these Black Lives Matter protests, you see a lot of white people there as well. So to me, it's never been about color. It's been about thought process and ideology to me. And so, but you're right. You can't keep trying to rip history apart and then expect history to be told to the next generation and the generation after that and the generation after that. It just doesn't work that way. No, we have some very sad saps in our country. And sadly, we don't have enough people in academics to be able to give a point of view that is balanced. We don't have enough people in business and in industry that have the guts to not be cowards and bend down or take a knee to some of the ridiculousness that is happening. I think if we just actually had a conversation like I was trying to do with this other guy, but he wants to go off on his soapbox because he wants to have 3 minutes of his voice being heard so he can play it back for all his friends later. I mean, nothing's ever going to push forward with that kind of thinking. It's just not. Is there racism in America? Of course there is. It's a hard issue. I've said it forever and ever. But it's just not to one individual or one race. Racism is in the heart. You hate someone because of the color of their skin, their ethnicity, whatever. Black, white, native, whatever. We just can't keep rewinding, 300 years of this as opposed to look at where we're at. We've had the first black president. My God, isn't that incredible? Doesn't matter if he's a liberal or not. If you look at the thinking and the ideology and what I'm trying to say, we are really the most progressive country on the planet. Name another country that is. There's not. But yet the progressives out there don't like that. They want something different. Really isn't even about race either. It's about ideology. It's about Marxism. It's about control. It's an agenda. And so many people are confused. That's why I like to coin the term useful idiot. Go look what useful idiot is. Go look in the Urban Dictionary of what useful idiot is. I know a lot of them out there. They regurgitate talking points, but yet without the talking points, they're just not that smart. They're just not. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. I know I went long. Sorry. Quick break. Pay attention to those advertisers, those sponsors that keep us on the air. And when we come back, it's right back to the calls we go. Don't go away.
A truthful take on our troubled times. It's Steve Sanchez.
Steve Sanchez, Monday edition of the show, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Let's get through these busy calls. At the bottom of the hour, I want to talk a little bit about the police and the election, Joe Biden, and of course, Trump and the polls and some other things that we do need to get to. So without further ado, let's get right back and let's go to Brady. He's been on hold for a long time. Brady, welcome to the program.
Yeah, right on, Steve. I happen to see the NHL, that guy, I think his name's Dumba. They forgot to put SS at the end because he sure is a dumbass.
I hate to see that stuff, man. It just turns me off so much.
Okay, they show the guy, he comes out, and they got the black goalie for the Chicago Blackhawks. How come that name hasn't been changed? That's kind of odd. And the other guy's from Edmonton. They have their arms on this guy who is in jeans and some kind of, I don't even know if it was a jersey or whatever. Looks so unprofessional. And they got their arms on his shoulder. I don't know how many people in the 1800s were white hockey players that owned plantations. Do you know any?
Brady, it's become, I don't know if you even saw that. The MLB, NBA, even the NHL, their ratings and it has just, they're crumbling.
I mean, for them to cater to Black Lives Matter, they had a big NHL condones Black Lives Matter. They're condoning a Marxist communist organization.
That's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing.
And that's the new wing of the Democratic Party. That is their party now. And unfortunately, you brought up the white people that are in Antifa. they've been around since like the occupation Wall Street time. Remember when that was going on? They're the same dumbasses that are in Portland right now. They just expanded a little bit.
Yeah, but Occupy Wall Street. I do remember. I do.
These idiots.
Yeah, they they've been around. They've been around, and now they've they feel now is their time that they can shine with all the lunacy. And I appreciate the call, Brady. Sorry to be on have you on hold for so long. It's been a busy night, but it's disappointing. Look, I'm a music guy, so I love going to concerts. I love going to shows. I mean, that's my jam. Do I like sports? Yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge sports fan where I sit and watch it every weekend. So, you know, look, that's just not me. I like going to games instead. I like to go and do that. And, you know, my son and I did a lot of that for years and years, and I have no problem with that. I just, when Kaepernick did his thing, it just really turned me off, and I've been turned off ever since. Now, am I pulling for the Las Vegas Raiders? Yes. Why? Because I'm pulling for the economy of Nevada. I'm pulling for Las Vegas. I'm even pulling for our great board op, Sean McCollum, who loves the Raiders. And my brother loves the Raiders too, Sean. I grew up him an Oakland Raiders fan, and I was always a San Diego Chargers fan. We're from California, so it was that rivalry we always had. But in any event, you know, I'm pulling for those. I'm not against people that watch sports. Some people are able to, you know, say, hey, you know what? It's not a big deal to me. I just don't look at it. I just look at the game. And that's fine. That's fair, I think, because I love movies and stuff. And, you know, a lot of the actors that are phenomenal actors, they're lunatics in real life, and I still watch their movies. So I think that's fair. I think it's okay. It's just not for me. I'm not happy that they're doing this. I think it's ridiculous. But, you know, to each his own. I mean, really, to each his own. You get to decide what you want to do, what you want don't want to do. I think the fans and how many tickets are bought, how many concessions, merchandising, I think that'll speak volumes as time goes on. And I guess we'll just have to see. But I just think America wants a pastime. And usually when you go to the movies or you go to a concert or you go to a sporting event or watch it on TV, you're kind of wanting that escape from the day-to-day, from your job, from your life's challenges, from what's going on politically. Am I wrong here? I don't think I'm wrong. And when that's now brought into all of it, it's a turnoff. It's a turnoff for me. It may not be a turnoff for you, but it's certainly a turnoff for me. There's no question about it. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396. I know I went long again. It's a long Monday, but everybody on hold, stay put. I promise you when we get back, we'll start going back to your calls. We're going to talk a little bit about the election. Of course, we got to talk about the polling that's come out. We've got to talk a little bit about what's going on in Minneapolis with the letter that was sent out to residents regarding, well, the defunding of the police. So we got a lot more to cover tonight right here with Steve Sanchez. 702-257-5396, the stevesanchezshow.com website. Again, our podcast, our archives, our media appearances, news stories, all there. And of course, our socials, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Make sure you start following us there and be part of that social media community. All right, let's take that break. Remember, advertisers and sponsors, they do keep us on the air. So pay attention. I want to make sure that you do business with the people that do business with us that do keep us on the air. This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back. I've told you guys about my charity, and I really love helping the kids over at Children's Hospital there at UMC. And you can help them too. Now, you might be saying, oh, God, he's going to ask me for money. Just hear me out for a moment. I think we have a responsibility when we know that there are children in need and there are people in need. And look, I'm not asking you to empty out your piggy banks. I'm just asking you to donate $10. $10, that's it. And here's why. Face masks are not going away. Face coverings are not going away. Doesn't matter how you feel. Doesn't matter if you believe they're infringing on your civil liberties. It doesn't matter. You know how I feel about face masks and face coverings as well. But in order to go into business and do things, we have to have them. So with that said, we can debate the political side of it all we want. But that's not for this moment. The children at Children's Hospital that have leukemia, heart disease, cancers, they're in there wishing they could be on the outside. And trust me when I tell you, the supplies are limited when it comes to masks and things for their parents. And if you want these kids protected, those little paper masks that you buy at, you know, Walgreens, they suck. Look, I just said it, okay? You're going to want a mask that works, that has almost 93% protection. Boomer Naturals is that mask. They have a 93% protection inside their mask, their 30-day use face mask. You know, you've heard me talk about this before. So Boomer Naturals, my sponsors, have gotten together with me and said, look, for everybody that donates $10, we'll donate another mask. So they're getting two for the price of one. But really, these masks are 30-day use. So they go a long way. What I'm trying to say is, can you be generous to help me out so we can help these kids out? And I know this audience is responsive. I know this audience cares. I don't ask you for much, but I am asking you to help me out. It's very easy to donate. All you have to do is go to the SteveSanchezShow.com website. You can find the Donate Now button. You'll see an image of a child in the hospital. All you have to do is click that. You'll see that it's $10. That's it. That's all we ask. And Boomer Naturals and the Steve Sanchez Show will take it from there. I want to thank you in advance for helping, because I have already looked at some of the donations that have come in, and you guys have been generous. But 30,000 of you listen to this show every week. And just imagine if half of you did that, how great that would be for Children's Hospital and University Medical Center. Think on that one for a moment. Again, the SteveSanchezShow.com website. Find the donate button. Again, I thank you in advance. The children, their families, they also thank you in advance. All right. Let's get right back to our busy calls. Let's jump over to Alex. You're next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, Steve. Real quick, I'm going to run this down real quick. That woman and CDC, the one that stands next to Fauci.
Dr. Birx.
Wearing masks in the houses. No, that's crazy. That's nothing. You guys better wake up and see where this is all going. As far as Sisolak said something this afternoon, which really angered me. He said that most of the COVID-19 are coming from family gatherings. Ladies and gentlemen, wake up to these two comments I just gave you. One from Sisolak and one from that other woman. I'm Hispanic, and let me tell you, I want to say something to the white people out there that don't understand what's going on in this country with the BLM situation. First of all, BLM is founded by Marxists. All right, go look it up. You can see the two founders speaking like that, that they are Marxists.
That's right.
The white people better figure out something real big, that if there happens to be race riots, the people that are going to be attacking white people are not going to be asking, hey, are you a BLM supporter, or are you a Democrat, or are you a this or that? No, they're just going to get seen skin color. The last thing I want to say, this whole thing about people talking about white privilege, I'm so sick and tired of it, because I hear a lot of people saying, oh, well, my son and daughter went to a bad school, and it's because white people want to keep us down. Well, let me explain, say something real quick. My daughter went to a school here in town, Las Vegas, on the east side of town. That's not a very good school when you figure out what the results are as far as graduation and all the other measurements. Mm-hmm. But why is it that when I went to see the valedictorian people getting their scholarships to these grand, huge, famous colleges around the country, I see Vietnamese, people from India, people from Japan, Korea. Why were they up there? You know why? They were going to the same school as my daughter was. Thank God my daughter did well, but the majority did not do well. Why? Mm-hmm. Because these kids come from families that value education.
Right.
They make an effort to keep the family together. Sure, there's racism in this country, but guess what? There's a lot of racism in Mexico, in Colombia, in Brazil, in Europe, in Africa. Look at all the killings amongst people.
Oh, absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. Alex, I mean, I couldn't send it better. Phenomenal comments. I mean, your comments are strong, and I'm sure well-received, because you're right. There is a way, and you can make efforts. You can't always expect government to be your savior. Government's not your savior. God's your savior, not government. And I think we just have to, as you said, Alex, start recognizing that. and stop with this privilege. Look, you know, white privilege, you know, the one guy that I would have loved to have this conversation with, but he wanted to go in a whole other, you know, wanted to go down a whole other route. I would have loved to ask him, you know, do you still pay your taxes? And he would have probably said, yes. Well, that's not, you don't have any advantage being white. Do you still have to pay your house payment on time? I'm sure he would have said, yes. Well, it doesn't seem like you're being, you know, have an unfair advantage being white. Do you have to clock into your job on time? And he probably would have said, yes. Well, it doesn't seem like you have an unfair advantage being white. It's just got to stop. I think those that continue to harp on this have an agenda. What that agenda is, I think we all know. I don't think there's a lot of facts behind the emotion. And like, for instance, in Minneapolis, okay, well, you know, Minneapolis is where most of this started, if not all of it, in the way we're seeing it now because of George Floyd. By the way, a video came out and I saw it. I encourage you to see it, and tells a whole different story. Doesn't mean that Derek Chauvin is innocent. I didn't say that because useful idiots will like to take that. No, it does show a whole different story. Encourage you to look at it. No one talks about George Floyd anymore. You know, I mean, it was useful for that moment, and now it's stemmed into something else that's just quite silly. But, you know, the cops were the bad guys, and these cops were at least one of them. And so now cops all around the country are bad guys. You know that. Let me tell you about this in Minneapolis. Okay. And calls on hold. Stay put. I'll get to you in a moment. Authorities in Minneapolis sent out a letter to its residents telling them to prepare to be robbed and to obey criminals following a recent surge in robberies and carjackings. Did you hear what I just said? The Minneapolis city government has told residents to always cooperate with criminals. Just give up their phones, give up their wallets, be prepared to do that. Why is that happening? I will let you put two and two together. Even if you believe in Common Core math, it still equals four. You cannot take away police, you cannot defund police, and think that criminal activity is not going to increase. Which leads me to the election. By the way, if you're believing some of the most recent polls, Trump is way ahead. We already know Trump's ahead, regardless of a poll or not. I've told you this. They did this to him in 2016. But, you know, the silent majority is not so silent anymore because people are getting fed up. That's why gun sales are going up. And you may be one in this audience that bought a gun for the first time. If you are, I'd love to hear from you and why you did that. I'm hearing that from a lot of people, especially in my national audience, from my social media platform and my syndicated show. I'm hearing a lot of people send me messages or comment on my Facebook, on my threads, that they bought a gun for the first time. There's a reason for that. People are nervous and concerned, and they should be, because again, in November, you have clear contrast. You have the law and order choice, which is President Trump, or you have the lawlessness choice, which is Joe Biden. And Joe Biden's already made it clear that, you know, he doesn't want to dismantle. When people say that Joe Biden said he wants to dismantle police, that's not true. Joe Biden never said he wants to dismantle police. He said that he wants to defund police, that he agrees with that. I don't like that either. But trust me, many of the people that are paying Joe Biden's campaign in terms of donations, people that are going to pull Joe Biden's strings, do want police defunded. So how long would it take for Joe Biden to change that and say, well, yeah, I agree that maybe we should have this defunding of police? I mean, it's gotten to be silly. It's crazy is what it is. It's crazy. But the truth of the matter is that when funding is being reduced for nearly half of all the major city police departments around the country, that's a big problem. That's going to be a surge in crime. I mean, that is just going to be a surge in crime. It's concerning. And it should be concerning. And this is why the Democrats don't want a debate. I mean, they really don't. In fact, the New York Times, there was an op-ed that was calling for scrapping the presidential debates. Well, I don't think that should be ever the case. This is America. And we've always looked forward to our debates in presidential history. In fact, Joe Lockhart, you know who he is, former press secretary for President Bill Clinton, has publicly advised Vice President Joe Biden not to debate President Donald Trump. This is the excuse. This is how I think Joe Biden's going to try to get out of the debates. Because Joe Lockhart is saying, don't do it, because all you'll have to do is continue to try to correct his lies, and that's Trump's plan, so that the fact checkers later will have to go out, but you'll look silly, Joe Biden, because you'll keep trying to, you know, fact check him there on stage of all his lies. Now, if that's the excuse they're going to use, and guess what? They may use that excuse. You may not see a debate, and the first one's scheduled September 29th. This is the insanity. And by the way, a Communist Party leader, yeah, Bob Avakian, he's announced that he supports and endorses Joe Biden for president. He is the founder and leader of the Revolutionary Communist Party of the USA. Now, why isn't the mainstream media asking him to denounce this? Why isn't he asking Joe Biden to denounce this? Because Joe Biden's a commie, or he's going to run like these commies because commies are behind his party. Because when David Duke endorsed Trump, they kept saying, denounce, denounce, say, and remember that? And Trump would say, okay, I denounce this, I denounce that, I denounce, but it still wasn't good enough for the mainstream media. But yet they won't do that to Joe Biden regarding this communist, because the left are now the new communist of America. Tell me they're not. They are the new communist of America. This is how serious the election is. Producer Nate, do I have time for a couple calls before break? Okay. 702-257-5396. I promise you. When we come back, I've got to get to the calls. I want to get through as many of these as possible. I'm sorry we went long. Lots to say. It's important now, because we're 90 days away, friends, from the biggest election of our lifetime. 90 days away. So it's going to be extremely important for me to continue to keep you abreast of things. You're going to hear me say this over and over and over, because I've got to give you information. Don't just trust me, verify. Remember Ronald Reagan said that. Trust and verify. So what I'm telling you, write it down, go verify it. And then you can make your own decision. But it's going to be my job over these next 90 days to tell you the truth. This is Steve Sanchez. Quick break. We're going to come back to the calls. Don't go away.
The time for talking's over now. I guess it's time to let you go. But I don't, no, I don't mind.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you, Producer Nate. Sorry, it's the last segment. Had to laugh a little bit. Let's go ahead and get back to some of the calls that are on hold. Michelle, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Yes, hi. God bless America. And it's me. I'm one of those females that went out and bought a gun today. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to modify the trigger because it was hard to pull. And I found out for the first time that, especially for women, a gun can be adjusted so it's easy to pull the trigger.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Is this
your first time ever owning a gun? You've never owned a gun before?
Yes, Steve. I meant to do it a couple of years ago. I put it off. No more putting it off. I did it today, and I'm very glad that I did.
Well, I'm glad you did. Make sure you get an Apex trigger. You'll probably like that. That's a really good trigger.
Apex. Okay, sounds good.
Well, Michelle, I appreciate that. Thanks for informing us. That's good. And there's a lot of people like Michelle, and a lot of women. A lot of young women, men. Look, owning a gun isn't a liberal or a conservative thing. It's an American thing. It is the Second Amendment, after all. I mean, come on, for goodness sakes. All right, let's see here. Let's jump over to Joe. You're next. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, hello.
Hey. It's me again. How you doing?
Well, good, Joe. How are you doing? What's on your mind there, my friend?
Hey, listen, you know, I hear these people talk and talk and talk about, you know, certain subject matter, and then some of them know what they know, and some of them don't know anything. Mm-hmm. But when we were talking about government here, it's government that breeds this dissension. Instead of just fixing the problem, they go way overboard, mm-hmm. and they make other people that have had to suffer the same consequences mad because they didn't get any help.
Right.
And
very
they,
true.
You know, it's the idea. It's the idea. You need us. You need us. We're going to solve your problem. You're going to solve your problem. You know, you needed money for these kids and these diseases. How many trillions of dollars does Russia, United States, and everybody else spend on defense that they have pumped up to the point that they're our enemies and we want to kill them? Do you really want to kill that Russian guy that's got to go to work just like you do every day?
Yeah, I know. And there is a lot of wasteful spending out there that that really could be redirected here in America with a lot of these kids like we're talking about, kids that go to bed hungry every single night.
And that's exactly what we're saying. Government keeps breeding this scare tactic, and unfortunately, they're always in power. There's no way that we can ever get them out. We're not going to be able to get Putin out. We're not going to be able to get Pai out, or a Chinese guy, or anybody else, or the Turkish people. These people breed it so they can stay in there, and their security is, like I said, guaranteed, not yours.
Joe, that's great comments. I'm up on the close of the show, but you're so right and accurate. And government has, they've got so much control. It's almost totalitarian. And the little guy cannot be vocal. And when they're vocal, you know what happens. And you know that better than any, Joe. You know that better than anybody, Joe. Government, unlimited resources, which, by the way, is our resources because it's our tax dollars that fund it. Oh, don't even get me started. We'll need to be here another hour, and that may be coming sooner than you think. The SteveSanchezShow.com website. Want to make sure you're following me on my socials. Real important. Got some great content there we'd like you to be part of. Calls on hold. I couldn't get to everybody. I went long tonight. My apologies. I promise I'll do better tomorrow. Just had a lot to say. Needed to get out. The info needed to get out. But you can always connect with me the other 22 hours of the day by simply going to the digital platform. Again, the SteveSanchezShow.com website, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Follow me there. Be part of the conversation. My good friend Ken Thompson, SportsX Radio's up next. I'll be back tomorrow night. Until next time, friends, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Steve Sanchez.
For more of Steve,
visit the SteveSanchezShow.com.